Understandably, there is a lot of speculation, but it will take time to clarify exactly what happened in Martin Place and why. What we do know is that the perpetrator was well known to state and Commonwealth authorities. He had a long history of violent crime, infatuation with extremism, and mental instability. We know that he sent offensive letters to the families of Australian soldiers killed in Afghanistan and was found guilty of offences related to this. We also know that he posted graphic extremist material online. As the siege unfolded yesterday, he sought to cloak his actions with the symbolism of the ISIL death cult.